what's different about their offense as you study them?
He's very competitive. Like I say, he's not the fastest guy, he's not the, you know, the strongest guy, but like I say, he compete real hard. So, sometimes with, like, quarterbacks like to scramble, you just think all speed, but, you know, Jameis, he's very competitive, so, you know, you got to compete against him.
Tampa's offense hasn't generated a lot of explosive plays this year. Is that something you guys can take advantage of up front?
Oh, can you say that again? My fault.
Tampa's offense hasn't generated a lot of explosive plays down the field this year. Is that something you guys can take advantage of up front?
I say as far as any game, we don't want to give up explosive plays, like, regardless of who we playing. So, the less explosive plays they have, the better chances that we'll win.
What have you seen tagged as the best way to disrupt him? Is it coming right at his face? Of course, you're coming around the end, but what will you try to do to make his life
move? When I get my opportunity to go out there and affect the quarterback is the best way I know how, the speed. So, like I said, he had a pretty good offensive line, a few injuries, but like I said, he's got to go out there and compete.
Is he one of the bigger quarterbacks you've played against?
I'd say Cam was pretty big. That was a big quarterback.
What makes those kind of guys difficult?
They just strong. They're strong. But at the end of the day, any quarterback can go down. I don't care how big you are, but anybody can go down.